Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, I hope the meteorologists picked this week to be wrong, but looks like it's going to be a windy one. Let's talk to Robbie Campo in Shell Beach at Campo's Marina. Robbie, before we had all the technology now with the websites and the instantaneous updates and checking on buoys and getting wind speeds, how did old Pawpaw Blackie do it? Did he have a flag up there somewhere? Did he just put his finger up in the wind? What did he use to judge the wind?
Pawpaw Blackie would get up and just look at it, and if he felt like it was good to go, he just went. So that's all there was to it. And he always had a spot. He always had something. He always had a plan, you know? So it didn't matter where you were going. And then plans might change because he had an idea where he was going to go. But in the morning, he'd wake up to go, and he said, "Well, you know, it looks like we got this. We're gonna do something a little bit different." So he always had a plan, and the plan was you just gotta watch that wind. So, Don, we got a southeast wind here this morning. It's not blowing too bad. It's like 7 miles an hour right here right now. So, I think if you got out here early, before the wind started picking up around 10, 11. It's supposed to start blowing, you know, somewhere in the 20-mile-an-hour range. Today, it's going to pick up throughout the day, and tomorrow we're going to have a little, you know, up I think into the 30s. If I'm correct, it's going to be blowing into the 30s tomorrow out of the southeast. So we could probably have water in the parking lot by tomorrow morning if it stays blowing like that. Because it don't take long to get water around here now. So, but with that said, plenty of fish caught this week, Don. It was just a magnificent week. Trout and reds from the Delacroix side all the way to Lake Bourne here, up in the Mystico, down by the Long Rocks out in Britton Sound. I know you're not going to be able to probably get out into Britton Sound this morning, but I think you could probably still fish the Long Rocks with a southeast wind blowing. The edge of Lake Bourne, get up back up in that Biloxi Marsh or behind the Hopedale area back here and still put something together this morning. Tomorrow morning, I don't know about tomorrow morning yet. Well, it's not even here. But, again, that all goes back to you got to have a plan. So that plan might be to just change the date and go another day. So who knows? But we got tanks full of live shrimp right now. And all we're waiting on is people to get here. We got you covered if you get here. So today's your day to fish. Like I always say, hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us.
Speaking of bridges, no problems with that green bridge this weekend, huh? It's clear sailing.
No, it's not this weekend. It's May the 4th. They're going to have another closure. It'll be on May the 4th. I think that's a Friday night from May the 4th, through that weekend. And it'll open back up on that Monday morning at 5:00. So they're going to close it like at 8:00 at night, and then on that Friday, and then it'll remain closed Saturday, Sunday, and reopen Monday at 5:00 in the morning.
Robbie, it's a shame that we get these really good days with fish biting, good tide range during the week, and then people's weekend gets here for people that work all week and have the weekends off as fishing days, and you get these kind of conditions. But at least you threw out a little ray of hope. There's a little window of opportunity if you get out there real early this morning before it comes up.
Well, Don, I think this morning that you could pull something off if you got here. If your plan was to get here early. and go out there before the wind started to pick up. Now, look, the wind, that, you know, you might get daylight and, you know, the wind start ramping up. You know, usually when the sun comes up, that's when that wind will start picking up. But I think if you get here early enough and you go and you go find your spot, you know, wherever you're going to go, wherever you got in your mind to go. So, you know, don't let me tell you where to go. You got it in your head where you want to go. A lot of people don't have that when they get here. Go, hey, where the fish are biting. So I tell them so. But if you get there early enough before the wind start ramping up, I think you can still catch some fish this morning.
You don't want to get caught out in it, and it's a shame because Robbie, I got some good reports out there at the islands this week. They caught a lot of fish.
You know, Don, they caught a bunch of fish this week, man. And look, and red snapper season's open now, and the guys that got out during a week to go out there to go do it. I mean, they just put the whipping on them, man. They went out there and not really far out, you know, 60, 65 feet of water. They really put some really nice snapper in the boat. I tell you what, I think if CCA Star Tournament was happening now, I probably had one or two rodeo winners that were caught this past week here, but of course, you know, the rodeo don't start till Memorial Day, but I tell these guys, that's another thing coming, so get your ticket. You don't want to be that guy that catches a tagged redfish or some kind of fish that could possibly win you something really nice, you know. So make sure you get that Star Tournament ticket.
Yeah, I'm going to get Sam Hopper on. We're going to go over all the rules and regulations for the tournament for this year. But one big change is going to be on the tagged redfish. They're going to want to catch a photo and then, you know, remove the tag and turn it in. It's going to be a little different.
Yeah, and Sam explained that to me too, and I was like, but, you know, Don, as many years as I've been doing this weigh station for him, I have yet to get a tagged redfish. Now, I had one caught. But the guy didn't have he was that guy. He didn't have that Star Tournament registration. So, don't be that guy. Just go, you know, whatever it costs to get it, I wouldn't leave the wharf without a Star Tournament ticket. You never know. You just never, never know.
It's like buying an insurance policy. There's a long line of disappointed people. Expensive redfish dinners.
Just like having a CETO membership, you got to have
That's
it.
That's exactly
it's not
right.
If it's when. That's so make sure you got those two things because they're very All important right. when you're out here.
Robbie, All thanks right, for guys. The report. We'll catch up with you next week. Have a good one.
Yes, sir. All right, buddy. Bye-bye.
There he goes, Robbie Campo. Coming up next, for you freshwater fishermen, if you choose to do that, that might be a great choice this weekend with the winds. Blaine Salter is going to check in with us and give us an update. Stick around. We're back right after this. Live from Covey Rise in Husser, Louisiana, for a Sporting Clays event later today, where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.